Spring has sprung at the Thane campground, and rangers from the city and borough of Juneau are unloading donated camping gear. CBJ Park Ranger Dale Gusnell says community goodwill has been impressive.
People have been extremely generous, and they've donated lots of camping gear, sleeping bags, tents, backpacks, cooking equipment, food.
This campground had traditionally been used by seasonal workers looking for low-cost housing. But with a new anti-camping ordinance coming into effect downtown, a number of homeless people are expected. That's because the Juneau Assembly passed an ordinance that prohibits people from sleeping on private property in the downtown core. The vote was in response to complaints about homeless people sheltering in business alcoves and creating a nuisance. Juneau Police Lieutenant David Campbell says officers have been reminding downtown homeless people about the social services that are available. When the ordinance takes effect, education will turn to enforcement.
If an officer discovers someone in violation of the camping ordinance, or if somebody calls in, we will respond like any other violation. So we give someone the opportunity to leave, but if we need to cite them, then we will basically treat like any other type of violation.
The anti-camping ordinance passed in February was designed to correspond with the reopening of the city-run Thane campground. Maria Lovischek, director of Juneau's downtown shelter, The Glory Hole, argues that the campground isn't an option for many of the people she sees every day. Many, she says, aren't equipped to walk 2 miles down an unlit road, and there's no bus service.
People who are really self-sufficient do great at the Thane campground. It's really impressive, like the campground, what they set up. It's wonderful. It really provides people like a way to like independently live in the great outdoors. But it's certainly not for old people, and it is certainly not for vulnerable people.
So where will people go? Mandy Cole, co-chair of the Juneau Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, says for those struggling with addiction and mental illness, probably not far.
There's a lot of talk of just moving to places where they're not going to get confronted by the police. They all heard, we all heard during the ordinance hearings that CBJ isn't going to be enforcing it necessarily on their properties. So it may be CBJ doorways. I'm not sure.
The reason people might move onto city property is the camping ordinance was narrowly crafted to only apply to private property.
We cannot move people off of public property.
That's Mila Cosgrove, deputy city manager. She says the city is doing its best to confront a complex issue.
On the whole, we're a compassionate community. We want to care for our friends and neighbors, all of them, and I think everybody's looking for the way to do that the most effectively.
Cosgrove says the city isn't planning to push homeless people out of the downtown core completely.
They can sleep in parks that are open, so some parks close, and we prohibit any activity in those parks. But there are plenty of other areas in the downtown core that are city property. And if they choose to move from a private property over to another area, say by the parking garage as an example, then that would be considered public property.
Then there are property owners who opt out of the ordinance altogether. The Glory Hole downtown shelter doesn't allow people with alcohol in their breath to sleep overnight. But Lovischek says the shelter has decided it will allow people with nowhere else to go to sleep on the sidewalk outside.
The Glory Hole is not going to participate in the camping ordinance out of respect for our patrons. We will not condone the Juneau Police Department asking people to move. And we have notified the police department of that.
Of course, no one is sure what will happen until the city tries to enforce the ordinance. There's hope that able-bodied people will take advantage of the Thane campground. Dale Gosnell and his crew have put in a lot of work to prep for the season.
We're ready to go. We've cleaned up the campground and painted the picnic tables and raked, and we're going to do some brushing on the salmon berries and picking up trash and stuff that's accumulated over the winter.
The city is also helping finance a 32-bed wet shelter called Housing First that will allow drinking on site, but its opening has been pushed from next month to late July. From the Thane campground, I'm Jacob Resnick.